This is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An accusation in Syria. The human rights group Amnesty International is accusing Russian and Syrian forces of deliberately targeting Syrian hospitals and medical facilities with airstrikes. Amnesty says it has evidence of attacks on 6 healthcare facilities. 3 civilians were killed in the attacks, 44 wounded. European Council President Donald Tusk says the number of migrants crossing the Aegean Sea from Turkey to EU territory remains too high. He says further measures are needed to curb it. British Prime Minister David Cameron on Thursday announced new funding to help resettle migrants in the French port city of Calais as French and British leaders held talks about Europe's ongoing migrant crisis. Lisa Bryant has more.
Prime Minister Cameron announced about $24 million in additional support for authorities in Calais, where migrants have clashed with demolition teams in a sprawling shantytown called The Jungle.
The money will go towards efforts to move people from the camps in Calais to facilities elsewhere in France, and we will fund joint work to return migrants not in need of protection to their home countries.
Cameron spoke after talks in northern France with President François Hollande amid deepening European divisions over how to handle the thousands of migrants who continue to arrive in the EU. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
A military court in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, has sentenced to death a former journalist who helped al-Shabaab kill 5 fellow reporters in Mogadishu. According to the court verdict, Hassan Hafani assisted the Islamic militant group by identifying possible targets among journalists, that taking place between 2007 and 2011. This is VOA News. North Korea fired several short-range projectiles Thursday in what seemed to be an act of defiance against the expanded sanctions that were adopted Wednesday by the United Nations Security Council. South Korea's defense ministry says it is investigating the incidents. Former Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney sharply criticized businessman Donald Trump Thursday, casting him as unfit to be president of the United States. Romney said Trump has neither the temperament nor the judgment to be president.
His domestic policies would lead to recession. His foreign policies would make America and the world less safe. He has neither the temperament nor the judgment to be president, and his personal qualities would mean that America would cease to be a shining city on a hill.
Trump lashed back, calling Romney's remarks nasty.
I'll just address it quickly because it's irrelevant. Look, Mitt is a failed candidate. He failed. He failed horribly.
Another former Republican presidential nominee, Senator John McCain, tweeted that he agreed with Romney. Afghanistan's chief peace negotiator says talks with Taliban-led insurgent groups are a last opportunity for reaching an accord. Direct peace negotiations between Afghan government and Taliban delegates are expected to take place in Pakistan later this week. A Burundian opposition group is welcoming the selection of former Tanzanian President Benjamin Mkapa as the new mediator for talks between the government and other stakeholders. The talks are aimed at ending the almost year-long crisis in Burundi. A South African court has denied Olympian Oscar Pistorius the right to appeal his conviction for the murder of his girlfriend, Reeva Steenkamp. In his ruling Thursday, the Constitutional Court dismissed Pistorius's application, saying there are no prospects of success. The ruling clears the way for a judge to sentence Pistorius on his murder conviction. The UN humanitarian chief has criticized all parties to the Yemen conflict for attacks on civilians. Stephen O'Brien told the Security Council Thursday the most pressing concern now is for the protection of civilians. O'Brien said since the start of the war nearly a year ago, some 2,000 children have been injured or killed from airstrikes, shelling, ground fighting, and unexploded artillery. Police in Turkey shot and killed 2 women Thursday who attacked a police station with guns and grenades. There were no reports of other injuries or in the attack. The women initially fled after firing at the station and hid inside a nearby building. Police surrounded the site and launched an assault that ended with the women dead. The identity of the 2 attackers was not immediately known. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.